I loved you dearly once, 'tis true, but now, thanks heaven, I am free. So as my love was scorned by you, so yours is now by me. In vain do you expose your charms, my heart for to surprise, which was the cause of all my harms, but now I can withstand your eyes. My heart was ready for to break, and you no comfort yield, and so faint and dare not speak. Since you had won the field, you once so fickle was, I am now the same to thee, therefore thou art out of mind, and now I am set free. When first I did behold your face, it did my heart invite, I so fond and foolish was, but now I am altered quite. How can I thee adore that proved so untrue? No, no, I ne'er can love thee more, therefore farewell to you. Did I not oftentimes entreat thy favor to obtain, and often bowed low to your feet? Yet this was all in vain. You delight to torture me, who was your captive slave. But thanks to Jove, I now am free, and can your frowns outbrave. Forbear, I pray, your cruelty, and do not me revile for what I said then unto thee. 'Twas but to try a while whether you was false or true. I kept off for a time, unconstant ne'er I be to you. Pray pardon me this crime. My love, let not thy anger burn. Salute thy nymph, I pray, and I a thousand will return that kindness to repay. In my arms I thee receive, my true and loyal swain. Thou never shalt have cause to grieve, nor in the least complain. 'Tis thou alone that hath my heart, and my affection too. And why should loyal lovers part, our sorrows to renew? Thy smiles my grief will destroy, and I shall happy be. But if I can't my love enjoy, oh, let me die, said she. The young man's heart did soon relent to hear the moan she made. He like a loyal lover went unto the nymph and said, by the mighty powers above, I pardon what is past, and vow likewise to live in love as long.